to everyone listening. We are Spirit Flowers. We're an Indigenous women's drum group in the Ottawa area. We just formed a couple months ago, so we're very, very excited to come to you today on the radio, of all things. So we are a group of five Indigenous women. We met at the Wabano Center for Aboriginal Health, and we decided to form a drum group to try and spread the healing messages and all the teachings behind our songs. Our name actually is very fascinating. It came to one of our members in a dream, and I'd actually like to get her to tell you about that right now.
Hi, my name is Serena, and I had a dream one night that my ancestor came to me and told me that the young women at Wabano have learned the songs from our grandmother, Nancy, and that it was now time to go out into the community and to share those. My ancestor came to me in the clouds, and I could hear the words and the music and the songs of my sisters carried throughout the wind and in the wind spirits. And then I looked out into the fields and saw beautiful wildflowers everywhere. There were five different types of wildflowers representing each one of our members of the group. And then in the fields, there were all kinds of children that were running around dancing and singing. And I heard Grandmother Nancy call to them and bring them over. And then our group members came over as well. And Grandmother Nancy said, you know, come hear the spirit flowers. They're going to teach you the songs of the community. And that's how we got our group name. So now we're very pleased to be drumming together and sharing those songs.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Serena. So my name is Sarah, and with me here also I have Laura. There's just the three of us today, but usually there are five of us. So the first song we'd like to sing for you is called Anishinaabe Kwe. It's an Ojibwe song that is a song meant to honor women. It's calling women up to dance and celebrate their clans. So it's a song to remember to honor women and that they're part of their lives and for them to celebrate their culture and their livelihoods. And so here it is.
Way high, way hey, oh, way high.
Awesome. So the next song we'd like to share with you is the Strong Women's Song and also the Men's Healing Song. The teachings behind these songs is that they were created by Lionel and Wanda Whitebird, or they came to Lionel and Wanda Whitebird while they were working in Kingston Penitentiary. Kingston Penitentiary did have a history of being a very unpleasant place to be incarcerated, and it had a very high rate of Aboriginals incarcerated. And so the Strong Women song especially was devised to help these, to help the Aboriginal women to find their culture again and to find the strength to continue on and better their lives and try and get out. And so it's sung with five rounds, and the last round is without the drum, because in the prison, the women weren't allowed to have their drums. So we sing one round without the drum playing to honor the women who passed on before they could get out of the system. And then this is also usually sung in pair with the Men's Healing Song. The Men's Healing Song is sort of the same idea. It's to help the men heal and help them find peace and their culture and all these good things. And so you sing the two of them together to try and bring balance between the male and female energies. So we will sing the Strong Women's Song, and then we're going to go right into the Men's Healing Song, so there won't be any break between the two of them.
Yeah.
fetch.
Miigwech, everyone. Okay, so the next song we're going to do is called Wildflower. It was a song that was gifted by Grandma Barbara Hooper. And it's a song that comes from a vision she had, actually. Just after a powwow, she had a vision, she had a dream in which she was dressed in very traditional regalia, and she found herself standing in the past, and she started singing this song, and the all the women in the fields sang it back to her, and it was a very peaceful time. And then up on the hill, some warriors appeared, and they called down to the village to warn them to go and hide. There was trouble coming, and so the village called back to them. And so that's where the leads and the answering comes from in this song. So yeah, it's a two-part lead, and here it is.
Hey. Okay. Buju, Gnibwich, Mishtitim, Indijnikaz, Makwadodem. I introduced myself with my spirit name. My spirit name is Standing Horse, and I'm from the Bear Clan. My name is Laura, and today I sang a song with some of the students that I work with. I work as an oral storyteller at Carleton University for a creative writing camp. And I sang Anishinaabe Kwe to honor a fallen sister whose name is Tina Fontaine. And she's a 15-year-old whose body was found in Winnipeg in a river. And I feel that we need to honor her life because 15 is too young to die, and she deserved better than that. So working with kids every day, I feel very rewarded and very fortunate to be a part of their lives, to help them have a role model to look up to. And we're going to sing that song. With the meaning of that song is Anishinaabe Kwe means a strong woman, and it's calling all women from different clans to come together. And actually, we already sang that song. So, well, anyways, I just wanted to share that story with you because it was a very touching story. So we're actually going to sing Spirit Bear now, which is the waking of the bear after its hibernation. And Sarah can actually reiterate some of the words for you as well.
Yes, we did. We did already do Anishinaabe Kwe. We probably should have done that dedication to begin with. Actually, I think that would have been nice. But as another honoring song, we will do Spirit Bear now. And Spirit Bear is it's Manitou Makwaw. It's an Ojibwe song, and it's actually calling the bear to come and protect the people. It's honoring the bear and asking for its assistance. So it is an honoring song, and sometimes it's used as a healing song, and it's a very powerful protective song. So we'd like to sing that now in honor of the girls that were found. Tina Fontaine, and I believe there was another girl found as well, her friend.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, the girls that were found, it has been making the news recently. APTN did a special on it, so you can check them out online. All right, miigwech, everyone. So we just have two last songs for you to do. We'll wrap up and let you get back to your regular programming. So the song we want to do next is called The Longest Walk. It's actually a song that was born out of the civil rights movement. So for both the black population and the Aboriginal population, and really all races benefited from it. And so it was a song that came about. It tells a story. It gets faster with each time that you repeat it. And it tells the story of when people first started marching during the movement. They were very timid. There was just a couple of them out in the middle of the street, and they were very afraid of, you know, any kind of retribution that might come down on them. So they're very nervous. But as the song goes on, more and more people join them, and so their confidence grows until eventually there's this huge swelling social movement around them. And then we do sing one song, one round at the very end without the drum. And that's, again, to honor all the people that passed on before they could find that justice and that equality. So. Miigwech. So we're just going to wrap this up, and for our very last song, we're going to do the traveling song. The traveling song is a very traditional song. It's sung many, many places, and it's a song to wish you well on your journey, and so we want to wish everybody well for this great, well, not maybe maybe not weather-wise, but otherwise great People's Social Forum weekend and all the fantastic activities that are going to be happening later. So here we go.
Yeah.
All right, miigwech, everybody. So again, we are Spirit Flowers, and we just want to give a big thank you to Ottawa University and the lovely radio team. Yeah, the People's Radio 107.1 FM. You can find them on mediacoop.ca. And yeah, you can find us on Facebook as well if you want to check us out. We'll hopefully have some audio of this up once we get it, once it's available. And you can keep up to date everywhere else we're going to be. We'll be playing at an assembly on this Saturday, actually, as well, for the People's Social Forum. So we look forward to seeing everybody there. Miigwech.